आदरणीय श्रोताबृन्द नमस्कार। नेपाल सरकार शिक्षा मन्त्रालय शैक्षिक जनशक्ति विकास केन्द्र सानो ठिमी भक्तपुरबाट सञ्चालित शैक्षिक कार्यक्रममा यहाँहरूलाई हार्दिक स्वागत।
आदरणीय शिक्षक साथी तथा प्यारा विद्यार्थी भाइ बहिनीहरू, आजको कार्यक्रममा हामी माध्यमिक तह कक्षा 10 को अंग्रेजी विषयमा गरिएको छलफल लिएर उपस्थित भएका छौं।
Hi dear, have you ever heard the name of Robert Frost?
Yes, he was an American-born English poet. Robert Frost was born on March 26, 1874 in San Francisco, USA. He lived and taught for many years in Massachusetts and died in Boston in 1963. Frost composed several beautiful poems. One of his poems, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, is included under Unit 19 of Class 10 English Textbook, page number 153. You can go to that page while I bring you a teacher teaching the poem to his students.
Good morning, class. How are you feeling this afternoon?
Good morning, sir. We are feeling great.
By the way, do you like reading poems?
Yes, sir. They are nice.
Oh, Pooja, why do you like reading poems?
Sir, they are interesting and they have rhymes too. They are like songs.
But sir, all of them don't have rhymes, do they?
You are right. Some poems don't have any rhyming pattern or words that rhyme. Let's read a poem today. It is Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Go to page number 153 in the book, will you? Have you got it? Who wrote this poem?
Robert Frost.
Sir, there are so many words that rhyme together.
Yes. Suman, can you tell me some of the rhyming words you have found?
Sir, no, though and snow rhyme together. I think queer, near and ear also rhyme, don't they?
Mahesh. What do you think of Suman's words? Do you see any other words that rhyme?
I think he is right, sir. Lake, shake, mistake and flake also rhyme together. There are two more words, deep and keep too. They also rhyme, don't they, sir?
You are right, Mahesh. All of you are good at finding rhyming words by now. Today, I have brought you the recitation of the poem. I am playing it for you and want you to listen to it and go through the lines of the poem side by side.
Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and a downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Did you enjoy the poem? The pronoun I is used in the poem several times. Who is the I? The narrator in this poem? Pooja? I mean, what is he? A student? A teacher? A traveler? Or a farmer?
I think he is a traveler.
Yes, you are right. How is he traveling? On foot?
No, sir. He is riding his horse. He says he has a little horse.
Excellent. It is evening time and he is stopping in the woods to enjoy the beauty of the woods and the snowfall. Is this his own woods, Suman?
No, he says the owner's house in the village. It belongs to other person.
Nice. Look at the word queer. It means strange. Who thinks it's queer?
The horse, sir.
Good. But what is queer to the horse, Mahesh?
I think the wood is queer to the horse.
Great. But actually, it refers to stopping in the woods. This act of stopping in the woods is strange to the horse. Why do you think the horse feels it queer, Pooja?
It is evening time and very cold, and there's no farmhouse. There is only frozen lake, so it is strange to stop there.
It is getting dark and snowing also. Isn't it, sir?
Yes, you are right. The horse produces sound by shaking his bells in the harness, doesn't it? What other sounds are heard there?
The other sounds are the sounds of the wind and downy flakes. But, sir, what is this downy flakes?
Can anybody guess what downy flakes might be?
Sir, I think it is the sound of falling snow.
Yes. Snow falls in small pieces called flakes, and they are very soft. So the poet calls downy flakes to the flakes of snow. Look at the first two lines of the third stanza. The horse shakes his bells. Why does it do so?
To ask his master if there is anything wrong. Perhaps he wants to know why they are stopping in the forest at his late hour.
You are right, Mahesh. But why do you think the master is stopping there?
He is enjoying the beauty of the woods, which are so dark, lovely, pleasant and dense.
Now, I want you to read the last stanza and tell me whether the speaker keeps stopping there or goes ahead.
So, I don't think he stops there. He says he has promises to fulfill.
He has to go miles and miles before he sleeps, so he can't stop there for long. I think he goes ahead.
Great. Here, promises also mean our duties, responsibilities, and obligations that we are supposed to complete. When does the speaker want to complete his obligation?
He wants to complete them before he sleeps, doesn't he?
Sir, we have so many obligations of life. How can he complete all of them before he sleeps?
Suman, here before he sleeps doesn't mean just sleeping or going to bed. It means our last and never-ending sleep. What is that?
You mean death, sir? If so, the speaker says he has so many obligations to be fulfilled before he dies.
Exactly. He also gives us the message that we should all complete the responsibilities of life before we die. And that is why we shouldn't stop our journey, though we may find beautiful and tempting chances during the journey of our life. We are now trying to do the exercises based on the poem. First, we have ways with the words. Can you see that there are two columns, A and B?
Yes, sir.
Column A has the words used in the poem, and B has their meanings. The first word is queer. What do you think it means?
Sir, it means strange or unexpected. The horse feels strange, doesn't it?
And harness means leather straps for an animal. The bells are attached to the harness of the horse. The word sweep is related with wind in the poem. So it must be blowing of wind.
Yes, both of you are right. Now, Suman, can you do the rest?
Yes, sir. Downy and flakes are associated with the snow in the poem. So, downy means soft and flake matches with a small thin piece.
Excellent. Now, let's try true and false. Mahesh, can you read the first sentence given in this exercise?
Okay, sir. The poet is sure that he knows the owner of the woods.
Is it true or false?
I think it is true, sir.
So it is false, I think. In the first line, the poet says, I think I know. It doesn't mean he really knows the owner.
Yes, you are right. He only thinks he knows him, but he is not sure. So it is false.
Can I try the next sentence, sir?
Go ahead.
They used to stop at farmhouse at night. This sentence is true because the horse is thinking of the farmhouse while stopping in the woods. Sir, number C is also true. The poet liked the woods. That is why he stopped there.
Look at the last sentence. The horse was not happy to stop in the woods. Is it true or false?
It is also true, sir, because the horse was thinking it is strange.
Good. Now we'll move on to number 14, where we have to find the rhyming words from the poem. What are the words that rhyme with no?
Do and snow.
Which words in the poem rhyme with here?
Here, near and queer.
Good. And what about lake?
Sake, mistake and flake.
Well done. And I'm sure you can find the words rhyming with sweep, can't you?
Yes, sir. Deep, keep, and sleep rhyme with sweep, don't they?
Exactly. They do rhyme with sweep. Students, look at exercise number 15. Here you are given some words in bold type, and you have to say who they mean or refer to. The pronoun I is used many times in the poem. Who does I refer to? Suman?
I refers to the speaker in the poem, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, I means the speaker. Similarly, what about the word his in the second line of the first stanza?
His means the woodsman, doesn't it, sir?
You are right. What about the word here in the third line? Pooja?
He will not see me stopping here. So here means in the woods.
You are right. And who does it in the first line of the second stanza refer to?
My little horse must think it queer.
Yes, go ahead. My little horse must think it queer.
Sir, I think here it means stopping in the woods, doesn't it?
Exactly. It means the work of stopping in the woods. Now, I am giving you some time to discuss and find the answers to the questions under exercise number 16. Look at each of the questions and share your answers with your friends. Who can answer the first question? Why did the poet think that the owner would not find him stopping in his woods?
Because his house is in the village. He does not live there in the woods.
Good. And what was the weather like that evening, Mahesh? What was something like means? How was it? So you can answer saying the weather was good, bad, etc.
Yes, sir. The weather was cold and snowy.
Can you answer to question number C, Suman?
I will try, sir. Why did the horse give a shake to his bells? The horse gave a shake to its bells to ask the master if there was any mistake.
Fine. Where was the poet going?
Sir, it's not given, I don't know.
Remember, last lines, miles to go before I sleep.
He was going on the journey.
Yes, he was going to his destination. The last point to reach. What does before I sleep suggest, Suman?
It means before he dies.
Wonderful. Students, exercise number 17 is for your homework. Choose the word given in the box and try to complete the given paragraph. Bring it to me tomorrow. Till then, goodbye.
Thank you, sir.
हवस्त आजको यस शैक्षिक कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिनुहोस् नमस्कार